This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. These days, it's rare to have the same job at the same place for a whole working life. But Jonathan Bechtel hired on, stayed, and grew at the Can-Can Culinary Cabaret in Seattle. Same outfit, but starting as a busser of tables, he's now a co-owner along with Chris and Faye Pink. And he's a lot more. Here's his snapshot from that business we call show.
I'm Jonathan Bechtel, and I am a dancer, MC, producer, and co-owner of the Can-Can. Gosh, I was a senior in high school, and the movie Moulin Rouge came out, and I was obsessed. Specifically, the Roxanne moment. If I ever got a chance to wear a tank top, suspenders, and do a tango on stage, like, yes, please, sign me up. I've been at Can-Can for 18, almost 19 years, and performing there pretty much the same amount of time, about, 17 and a half years. I started off as a server and busser purely out of, I think, both necessity and also Chris when he was starting Can-Can. I don't think maybe had an image of necessarily a 5'9", 190-pound ginger man being on stage. My favorites are when people bring their full family to a show. Blows my mind. I just get such a laugh out of it. Some couple will bring their mother and father-in-law, and then it just creates such a fun and vulnerable dynamic for them and for them to trust us to not like push it too far, but still to make it an enjoyable night. I love those moments. We get bachelorettes and birthdays all the time. And then on the other side of it, you get someone who's maybe recovering from cancer or about to go through something big in life. And this is their one chance to have fun prior to something that might be life altering. And it's humbling and just incredibly lovely. For sure, money was a very scary thing during the pandemic. That's why we're talking about it now, because there's this weird combination of chaos and peace. There was a peace of mind not being anxious about possibly opening, but then this looming fear about, what if we don't open? I started reaching out to friends about doing construction work. I was decorating casinos kind of every now and then for a friend. And it was a really strange time. Seattle, Washington, the whole country, as a performer, kept us afloat. I mean, it was really incredible. And I was able to make ends meet through that, along with some side gigs of casino decorating, making money. I think a lot of our performers kind of fell in the same boat where they were able to keep kind of moving forward and not get hit too hard. I've got some other friends that are performers outside of Can-Can and do a lot of gig work, and it was a lot more challenging for them to make it all work. So I think through our business structure, we were able to kind of set people up, for lack of a better word, for success during the pandemic. We were really fortunate to have our business located in the Pike Place Market. They let businesses kind of pay what they could and kind of ride out the pandemic. There's no chance any of those businesses could have afforded to continue paying a full rent while being completely shut down. So they were really, really gracious and helped, like all their tenants, get through the pandemic and pay what they could and slowly pay back what was needed afterwards. But it was really, really helpful.
The French are glad to die for love.
I'd venture to say in my early years of performing, a lot of it was focused on ego, trying to impress people and wanting to just show off what we could do. At this point, it's starting to realize like how special it is to get to share these really, really joyous and authentic moments with an audience.
Because we are living in a material world, and I am a material girl.